From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is condemning the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator Act of 2022, approved by the House Ag Committee. The bill would create a new USDA position with prosecutorial and subpoena powers. NCBA Vice President Ethan Lane says the legislation was rushed through without consideration of the confusing bureaucratic mess it would create. But National Farmers Union says the bill would increase enforcement of competition laws and boost USDA's resources to investigate abusive market practices. The United Nations is talking with Russia about the possibility of opening up Ukraine's Black Sea ports for grain exports. Russia controls the Black Sea ports, which has forced Ukraine to export by rail or through smaller Danube River ports. Reuters says Russia responded by saying sanctions on them would have to get reviewed if it were to allow the ports to reopen. A bipartisan group of senators have introduced legislation to address baby formula shortages. The bill is aimed at helping families who rely on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. The bill would give USDA more flexibility during a crisis like the shortages currently facing the country. The flexibility would ensure the brand or type of formula families can buy isn't restricted, allowing families to purchase whatever is available in the stores. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.